Studios of Arts and Culture, and right now we are talking about Black Cockatoo, which is a play about Australia's first Indigenous sporting hero, Johnny Millar. Johnny was a part of the First 11, which is an Indigenous cricket team who played in London in 1868. The team's skill, determination and bravery should have earned them legendary status. However, they returned to an Australia that they didn't recognise. The show, written by Geoffrey Atherton, had its world premiere this week at the Ensemble Theatre, and I'm joined now by the Associate Director, Yolandi Brown, who's here to tell us more about the story of forgotten shared history between black and white Australia. Good morning, Yolandi.
Hello, Nicole. How are you going?
I've been better, but I'm good, thank you. And yourself?
Yes, I'm really well, thanks.
So let's just get straight into it. Black Cockatoo focuses on a forgotten piece of Australian history. Can you tell us about the First 11 and where this story kind of came from and maybe how you came to this story?
Yeah, well, it's actually an incredible story, and you know, it's another one of those amazing stories that has sadly been neglected. But I think it's one that, you know, we should celebrate black and white Australia. It's one of those reconciliation pieces. It's one of those pieces that, you know, it shows how amazing First Nations people are and have been, the talent, the raw talent. These 13 men were from Western Victoria and they worked on cattle and sheep stations. They were from three different tribes, the Wadjabalak, the Gunditjmara and the Jadawajali tribes. And one of the men who ran a cattle station decided to make his own cricket team. And they'd only been training for, you know, a couple of years before Charles Lawrence had the idea to get together a team and take them over to, you know, Britain to play the colonists. And it's an amazing true story. And the outstanding player of the team was Johnny Millar, who was a Jadawajali man. And so they played a lot of cricket. They were playing 2 to 3 matches each week while they were over there. They played a total of 47 matches. They won 14, they lost 14, and they drew 19 of the matches. So, like, you think about how exhausting and long cricket matches are, and they were basically playing back-to-back cricket, and after they finished a match, they'd then have a day of basically showing off their skills. Well, they, you know, they threw boomerangs and threw spears at each other and put on a show on their day off, which meant that they got no recovery time and they still played so amazingly. So this story is so important, and it's been incredible to have been a part of the development and the realisation of this show. So the script was developed over a few years, and our cultural consultant was amazing, Uncle Richard Kennedy. They've been reinvigorating their traditional language from the Wagaya language. And so he came in with his notebooks full of his First Nations language, and, you know, we spent time embedding his language into the play and discussing different cultural knowledge, and opening night was incredible because we had some of the descendants of the team in the audience. And after the show, I went up and chatted to them, and one of the ladies said it was the first time she'd heard her traditional language sung ever. And that was really beautiful to hear.
It's absolutely incredible to have the language incorporated into the work, I think. It's amazing.
Yeah, it's really special, and it just gives the story that, you know, in theatre, when you work, or in any theatrical piece, what we do, especially as First Nations artists, is, well, there are so many incredible First Nations stories to be told. And I think what's at the heart of all of our stories is, you know, the truth of the story. That's what really compels us to work on shows like this, because there are so many truths that we want to share with Australia, you know, and sadly our education system doesn't enable people to have great access to First Nations cultural beliefs and ideas and principles. And I think there is so much amazing, you know, knowledge that has been formed and passed down over thousands of generations, understandings of land and languages intricately, you know, woven. A language is born from country and from cultural understandings and all of that. And I just think there is so much Australia can learn from these ideas and understandings that have helped First Nations people live sustainably on country for thousands of years.
And I think that's particularly relevant, thinking in the context of the bushfires and management of land. I feel that rings truer now more than ever.
Yeah, that's right, Nicole.
So one really amazing element of this work as well is that there's an all-Indigenous cast and the actors swing between roles, between English characters as well as Indigenous characters. Can you tell us about how this kind of works in your artistic direction there?
Oh, I mean, I think it's been done so cleverly. Wesley Enoch and Jeffrey Atherton work quite closely, sharing ideas about how that could be, how an all-black cast could bring this story to life. I think it enables First Nations people to own the whole story and, you know, provide a true commentary on race politics and all of that, and yeah, it's they're such a nimble-minded cast. They're amazing. They're able to straddle all these different time frames when we're getting our head around the play and the script. It's really beautifully developed. So it's not structured linearly through time. It jumps into the past, into 2018, and into the present. So yeah, the scenes kind of change in and out, and it keeps it fresh the whole time. And yeah, I think it's been really interesting for the cast to be able to wrap their minds and their artistry around playing different characters. You know, as artists, as actors, it's always great to have a good challenge. And you know, there's a cast of six actors who are playing all the different characters on stage, and they do such a brilliant job. And the play is not only a story of triumph and tragedy, it's also sharing our amazing talent, like our amazing First Nations talent today, and showcasing these artists. It's really fantastic.
The play in many ways seems incredibly dynamic, with, you know, the way that the actors are working, as well as switching between different times. But as well as those kind of dynamic elements of the script, it also calls for audience participation. Can you tell us some more about how that works and how that adds to the show?
Oh, look, I think it's always fun for an audience to feel like that fourth wall is broken and that they're a part of the play. And, you know, for all the cricket fans out there, the audience gets to feel like they're a part of the story through vocalisation, also through engaging with the different props that are a part of the show, which form like little key ways of slipping into the different themes within the play. So there are five key elements that five audience members get to hold and take care of, they're entrusted with from the start of the play. And Luke Carroll brilliantly plays this curator type of figure that also seamlessly weaves through time. And he's just truly wonderful at warming up the audience. And the audience just really want to get behind the story and be a part of it. And yeah, I think it's kind of like a treat, really, for them to be able to be a part of the soundscape and the vibrancy of the show, you know, and having that level of involvement also means that they're so in it that when the tragic moments hit, they're right in there with it, you know, as well as the joy. The whole richness of that, yeah.
Yeah, so thinking about, you know, the role of the audience with the 250th anniversary of Captain Cook's landing coming up on January 26th, I feel as though this story is just as relevant as ever. How are you hoping contemporary audiences respond to the work, and what would you kind of like people to take away from seeing Black Cockatoo?
Oh, look, one of the things I always hope audiences take away is the desire to learn more and to engage with our current state of affairs in this country, as well as our deep history. There is so much to be learned from sharing this knowledge and from gaining a true understanding based on, you know, engagement, not just connection, but engaging. So I always hope ultimately that people are inspired by what they see at the theatre. It's a way of coming together. It's a way of gaining a shared footing on this country. And it's a way of understanding what has happened to our First Nations people and what our current generations are processing and dealing with. And I think good things come from understanding, from a shared commonplace, you know. So, and there is a lot of work to be done in this country. And I feel incredibly privileged that art is a way in which I'm able to be a part of this process. So I'm also a First Nations person. I'm a Bidjara woman from central Queensland. And, my grandmother left her country when she was 16. So I'm a fair-skinned First Nations person who I have a lot of work to do to reconnect to the deep history of my own culture. There are so many different First Nations cultures within this country as well. As there are different environments, you know, different types of landscape. There's rainforest, there's desert, there's sclerophyll areas, there's all these different landscapes, and every culture has evolved to be unique in a way that works with that landscape. And I just think the more we awaken and learn from these deep understandings, I think there's only benefit to come out of that.
100%. It's been such a pleasure to talk to you, Yolanda. That was incredibly insightful.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. I hope that the rest of the show goes well. Thanks so much for joining us.
I'm sure it will. It's a great show, and it's full of, like, Jeffrey's done such a great job writing it. It's full of, you know, humour and everything. It's a bit of a roller coaster journey, and it's a story I think that every Australian should understand. It's a really significant Australian story. Yeah.
Great. Thank you so much.